what we do usually is we run an omnibus. And the way an omnibus works, as you know, is that different people subscribe, bring in their questions, and at the end of the day, they get the results with their questions only. You know, we conduct this bi-monthly. But what happens is there are times that we don't do it nationally. It's just within certain regions. But times that we do it nationally, we put in our opinion poll questions because we run it, and then we come up with the results.
So what did the results show this time around nationally?
Yeah, you see, we did it in April. And in April, I mean, the results is not too different from what we have today in this May. The two leading candidates, I mean, the ruling NDC candidate and the NPP candidate, I mean, these are the competition is between these two candidates. And the NPP candidate had 43%, while the NDC candidate had 38%. But in the previous poll that we did in April, it was 43-41 for the NPP candidate and the NDC, respectively. So this time around, you can see that we have 6% of our universe who claim they will not vote. I mean, and this the sample size was 2,000, but 93% of them were registered voters. And we ensure that we looked at their voters' ID card. Now, this 93% translates to 1,883 sample. Now, 6% of that should run around 113. They said they wouldn't vote. And then 1% said their vote is secret, while another 1% said they don't know who they will vote for. So to me, this 8% is on the fence. The tide could go for any either way. I mean, so I don't think there's any difference. It's neck to neck, 43-38. There's no much impact.
Some people have expressed concern about how scientifically based this latest survey is. What do you say to that?
No, we have our sampling frame is the 2000 population and health census that was conducted in Ghana, and that is still existing. The 2010 one, health and population census, is not yet out. What is out is provisional, and it's not detailed. You can't use it because the breakdowns for age and those things are not there. So we still relied on the 2001. And each region's population proportion was, the sample was drawn from that. And it's representative. I insist it's representative enough. The April one that we did, we used a sample size of 1,000. This time it's 2,000. And the results are, it's so different.
Some people I just spoke with are saying that the poll is politically motivated, inclined to that of the New Patriotic Party. What do you say to that?
That is never true. I insist it's not true. What happens is, Peter, I told you the way this thing is funded. The omnibus, if I subscribe to the omnibus, I bring 10 questions. We have rates for each of the questions. You pay an amount. Another person comes. So as you run it, you put our questions there. And this is the voice of just to air the voice of the Ghanaian, to make the voice of the Ghanaian to be heard. I mean, we don't have, there's no political motivation behind this. And I still insist that everyone that we did, it was the same comment that came out. But I insist it's never politically motivated. It's never. Don't forget we are an agency. We are a global agency. Our reputation is at stake. Why would we align ourselves with any political party?
So what message would you want Ghanaians to have specifically with this latest poll that you conducted?
This is the voice of the Ghanaian, the voice of Ghanaians. And I believe if any of these political parties want to work, go by it, they would rather look at it and see where they need to do a bit of work for them to be able to come out victorious in the next elections. You understand what I mean? And this, we will continue to do this till election 2012. And I believe Ghanaians, the voice of Ghanaians, will still come out the way whatever they say. We'll never change anything. We'll tell it the way it is.